In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we celebrate the feast of the presentation in the temple of our Lord Jesus Christ and the purification of our Blessed Mother Mary. And after the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they carried him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. This is the Gospel of St. Luke that we heard. This presentation, according to the Gospel of St. Luke, takes into account also two more biblical texts from the Old Testament. The first is Exodus 13:2. Every male who had opened the mother's womb was to be consecrated to the Lord. And the other text is Leviticus 12:8, in reference to the purification of the mother and the offering of a sacrifice. There is something very unique in this account. From the description of the sacrifice that Mary and Joseph offered, two turtle doves and two young pigeons, we know that differently from the way the sacrifice had to be offered, something truly unique was to happen on that day. In fact, the book of Leviticus, aforementioned, says, "And if her means suffice not for a lamb, then she, the mother, shall take two turtle doves or two young pigeons, the one for a burnt offering and the other for a sin offering. And the priest shall make atonement for her, and she shall be clean." End of quote. The first understanding that we have from this is that Mary and Joseph were poor and so not able to afford a lamb to offer on that day in order to signify the consecration, sanctification of the firstborn child according to the law of Moses, Exodus, as well as the purification of the mother. But there is another deeper reason behind that simple offering of Mary and Joseph. There was no need of a lamb, since it was already provided by the Lord himself. The figure now comes to completion. The Lord Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, is being offered to God. And this is the beginning of our salvation. The Lamb himself came into the temple to be the sacrifice of salvation. The mystery of the presentation of Jesus in the temple is an offertorial moment, the dawn of our salvation, since Jesus, by the hands of his Blessed Mother and with the cooperation of Saint Joseph, is offered to God the Father. This occurred not only to fulfill faithfully the law of Moses, but also and above all to inaugurate the salvation of mankind that Jesus brought to the world with his incarnation. Simeon, whose eyes, we read in the Gospel, as promised to him by the Lord, would not have seen death before having seen the Christ of the Lord, led today by the Holy Spirit, exclaimed, "My eyes have seen your salvation prepared before all peoples." Jesus here is revealed as the light of the Gentiles and the glory of all peoples, i.e., Jesus is the universal Redeemer, the true Messiah, anointed and sent forth to reconcile every man and woman with God. Jesus, presented to God the Father as the true Lamb, is therefore the host of our ransom from sin and death. This is why he is also the sign of contradiction, according to Simeon's words. He is here in the temple also to underline the sacrificial aspect of his whole redeeming life, especially on Calvary, its climax. This baby is to be manifested